Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning, kicking off another big week here in the Moab community. And grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Man, I got to tell you, so pumped to talk to you today. Got some things on my mind that I thought I'd share. Just got back from a long weekend coaching my daughter's lacrosse team in a lacrosse tournament, basically in the middle of the state of Washington. So it was a road trip, great time to be with the family, great time to go out and be able to work with young, awesome athletes to elevate their game. And I was thinking about that, you know, how do you elevate somebody's game? Funny thing about a road trip is you have lots of time to think about these things. And my wife and I were talking about all the different aspects that go into coaching a team and go into elevating individual performance. And really, if you want to raise the performance of your entire team or organization, you got to elevate your game first. And the cool part about that is that you can really do a lot of good things in the process. You elevate your game, but you also inspire others to elevate theirs. There's that old saying that you're the sum total of the five people you spend the most time with. Well, you don't want to just be a hanger-on. You don't want to just be somebody who's sitting by, soaking up oxygen. You want to be the kind of person that contributes, that elevates the water level for everybody. You want to be one of those people that helps elevate that collective excellence within that five or more people that you spend the most time with. What we're really talking about here is giving all of yourself, your best self. I personally believe that's one of the greatest gifts you can give. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give your clients, best gift you can give your partners and the folks that work with you in your business. How about your friends and your family? How about to the entire world? Now, that may sound a bit heady. That may sound like a big concept that we can actually give a gift to the entire world, but it's true. Think about it. How many times have you been walking down the street or maybe riding a bus or the subway or in the airport or maybe just in some place like a grocery store, a place where there's a lot of people, and you see that one person who's just got that it factor? You know, it's like they got a pop in their step. They got that look in their eye, that gleam in their eye, as if they're excited or they're happy or they're on some kind of a mission. Doesn't it feel inspiring? Don't you kind of feel like, wow, if that person's doing it, maybe I need to get myself going? Well, why not be that person that dials it up for the people that you're around? Of course, the counter to that is sometimes we see people who are real grumpy, right? People who have a bad attitude. They walk around with their head down. They act as if the world owes them something or as if the world's been beaten up on them. And don't you feel like that kind of drops your performance a little bit or drops your expectations for the day? Maybe, maybe not. I guess it depends on how much influence that particular person has. But I can tell you this, it has been measured by scientists. There's a lot of research that shows that a person can walk into a room of total strangers and depending on their energy will affect the energy in that room. And again, this isn't some kind of woo-woo thing. This is performance psychology. But it's extremely important when you're dealing with people that you actually know, people you actually communicate with, interact with, and actually do business with or have a life with. I'm reminded of the story of Jack Nicholson, the great actor. You probably have seen him in many movies. One of the roles that he's best known for is the role in the movie A Few Good Men, where he's Colonel Jessup. Colonel Jessup is the ultimate alpha male. When he walks into a room, he owns it. And you've probably seen the iconic scene, You Can't Handle the Truth. If you've never seen it, YouTube it, look it up. It's pretty awesome. What most people don't realize is that You Can't Handle the Truth speech, he delivered 40 to 50 times. Now, he didn't deliver it 40 to 50 times because he couldn't get it right. He did it for his fellow cast members so that they could be their best. So every time they shot Tom Cruise or every time they shot Demi Moore or every time they shot Kevin Bacon. Anytime they shot somebody in that room, in that sequence, in that shot, he would re-deliver that speech over and over and over again. Now, here's the crazy thing about this. Jack had his game elevated. He had it tuned up and dialed in. When he went into that role, he didn't just kind of go in half-cocked, just reading the words, you can't handle the truth. Okay, what's the line again? You can't handle the truth. No! He delivered it with the absolute passion, the vigor, the complete raw power of Colonel Jessup. You can't handle the truth! He delivered it over and over and over again. Now, can you imagine being at your best, Academy Award-winning level, 40 to 50 times over and over and over again, knowing that the shot was not necessarily always filmed. Sometimes it was just meant to tune the other actors in so that they could be in that role, like, holy crap, this dude's really on fire. It's amazing to me. Now, some would wonder why he should have delivered that thing all the, you know, with that same intensity, the same level of, you know, this is like as if the camera were rolling every single time. But he did it to elevate others around him. It's crazy. He was nominated for 4 Oscars and 5 Golden Globes. And I got to tell you, it's literally to this day one of the most iconic scenes. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's one of like the top 50 or 100 or 30 or something like that, all-time top quotes of movies since the dawn of time. So you got to think about that. If you go into what you do right now, the way Jack Nicholson did, and you deliver 100% as if it is the game-winning shot in your business, if you elevate your game, you're naturally going to elevate that of other people. There's probably a ripple effect just from that one scene, but more so about the way Jack Nicholson carries himself as a professional that helped elevate that entire cast and crew for that movie and made that movie great. The great news is you could do the same thing. You can elevate other people and yourself simply by doing a few things. Number one, give a little bit of extra effort. Just a little bit of extra effort to what you do. As I said before, Nicholson, he could have sat in the chair. He could have just simply said, you can't handle the truth. But every time he delivered it, he said it with that snarl, that intensity, that fire in his voice and his eyes. He said it as if he wanted to rip that guy's face off. And what's crazy about it is every time they did it, the actors seriously felt the energy. And listen, you could do the same thing in your personal role in your business. You don't show up and just mail it in. You don't just show up and do what you're supposed to do. You do more. You give more. If you say to yourself, hey, today I'm only going to put in 2 hours in my business, maybe it's 2 hours and 15 minutes or 2 hours and 20 minutes. If you've got 10 follow-up calls, maybe make 10 or 15. Maybe you make that extra call that actually seals the one deal that you've been trying to seal. You give that little extra effort. Another thing we can do is commit to personal excellence. Now, I've been talking about this for a long time on the podcast. If you guys follow me over on my other podcast, I talk about it a lot. Because when we commit to personal excellence, what that says is that each and every single day we show up. Doesn't matter whether we're tired or if we're not feeling well. If we're busy, if we're stressed out, we got a lot on our mind, we show up anyway, and we raise the bar. We do it better today than we did it yesterday. It's Monday, my friends. Let's go out there and make this an amazing week, simply because every single day, Monday, we're going to do better than Sunday. Tuesday, we're going to be doing better than Monday. Wednesday's better than Tuesday, and so on. And pretty soon, we start to raise our personal bar by elevating our performance, one small notch at a time. When we commit to personal excellence, that's what's possible for us. We have to have a vested interest in something bigger than ourselves. You know, when I'm watching this scene over and over again with Jack Nicholson, I can't help but think, I wonder which take that was. I wonder which one of those 40 to 50 takes or 40 to 50 deliveries of that speech we're watching on the final edit of the video, of the movie. But I don't think he cared, because he had such a vested interest in making the movie great, and he knew that that one scene was so pivotal that he was willing to do it 40 to 50, maybe 150 times if necessary. Question is, do you have a vested interest in something bigger than yourself? Do you have a vested interest in someone else's success? A vested interest in showing what the industry is capable of, what it means to be a true leader, because we really need more of those right now. We need people that will step up and say, I am a leader. Watch me demonstrate to you through my actions, not just because I want to talk big and show stuff, show off. I want to actually demonstrate what it means to genuinely care about somebody and be connected to something bigger than myself. It also means finding the value, the real honest value in the execution, not just the result. You got to love the execution. You got to love the work, even when it sucks, even when you're not necessarily on your game. I'm sure inside that 40 or 50 deliveries of that same iconic speech, there were times where he muffed the line. But you never see him get down on himself. You never think to yourself that Jack Nicholson could possibly say, oh, man, I'm so awful. I can't believe I blew it. No, because his attitude was not about the end result. He wasn't thinking, oh, I hope this gets me an Academy Award. Oh, I hope people love me for this. He was simply saying, I have to execute this perfectly each and every single time. Or not perfectly, but I have to execute it with awesomeness. I have to execute it with that same power and energy each and every single time. He wasn't thinking about the end result. He was thinking about the execution. And that, my friends, is a great, powerful lesson. There's a great saying, you probably heard it before. You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to start to be great. Let me ask you this on this Monday as we charge out into a brand new week. What are three things that you could do today to elevate your game? Three things. What are three areas where you could work? Maybe it's just one area, one place where if you just put the maximum effort into correcting something, improving something, refining something, you could elevate your personal game. And how might those areas impact others as they impact you? Now, I'm going to talk about one thing here when we talk about outcomes and results. But I want you to think about it because you do have to at one point ask yourself, what is the desired outcome? What is it I'm hoping to achieve? What is my point here to doing what I'm doing? Hopefully it's more than just making money. Hopefully it's more than just getting the accolades and the shiny car and the nice watch and the ring and all that other stuff. It's not just about that. But you got to get clear on what your desired outcome is, because if you want those things, it's okay to want those things. Those things do not come to your reality by hoping for them, wishing for them, or attending them. You put the work in, purposeful work, focused work, and you get after it every single day. What are the three things you can do today to elevate your game, and how might those things impact others just as they impact you? And then it's a matter of strapping in and getting after it. Do it for the pursuit of excellence, yours and others. Do it for the love of the game. You know, entrepreneurship is an amazing game. If you really love what you do, then do it for the love of the game. Not just for what you get from it. Not just for people to pat you on the back and tell you you're doing an awesome job. You're doing an awesome job, but you don't need that. What you want to be is connected to the love of the game. Man, it's awesome. It's a true blessing to be an entrepreneur, to have the wherewithal to even dream big enough to go after it. There's a lot of people right now stuck in neutral. They're completely just taking what life gives them, but not you. You've decided to go big. You're playing the game to win. So love the game. Play the game to win, but love the game. Do it because it's who you truly are. You're working to be your best self each and every single day. There's something to that. That's something magic, my friend. That's something that very few people ever actually dial into. Maybe it was since they were children that they've actually felt like, man, this is something that I truly love, you know, to run around and to be joyful and to be happy. But as adults, we tend to lose that. The point here is to do it because you are somebody who is excellent. You elevate your game because you're striving to become more of your best self, that best version of yourself that is inside you right now. Not something that you buy, not something that you download, not something that you hack your way to, but rather something you work your butt off every single day toward, and something that you are pursuing with relentless passion. And do it always. Listen, this isn't an attitude as much as a way of being, all right? It's not a strategy. It's not a technique. It's not a tip. We do this because when we elevate our game, we say, this is who I'm supposed to be, man. This feels right. This feels natural. This feels like the way I was born to be. As opposed to making excuses or waiting for things to happen, waiting for people to show up, we show up for ourselves every single day. This is the high-altitude philosophy, my friends. This is what I'm talking about when I say fly high, fly fast, and fly far. Each and every single day, we try to go higher. We strive to go farther. We strive to go faster. But more importantly, we strive to stay true to who we are. When you elevate your game, you elevate the game of everybody around you. When you elevate your game, you prove to yourself that you are on that path to true self-mastery. That path to finding your true, authentic, excellent, best self. And that, my friends, is one of the greatest gifts you can give to the world and one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power Call. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. Have an amazing day. Go out there and do big things. Come back tomorrow, and I'll be here waiting for you. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.